All right. So what was the? We'll just do some highlights from. We'll leave the low points out. Okay. Yeah. So we had an idea on Kosa Zorkulo Kosa Ein Zorkulo. What's doing, John? Okay, so we said Chof Aleph Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Question of Kovso Zochaklo. So we noticed, we noted that it's a difficult idea. It's a difficult idea, Kovso Zochaklo, to say that the mitzvah somehow is extended in time and that if it goes out, you're not Yotze. Because it's difficult to formulate halachically what the chiyav is in that way. And if you're going to say that the chiyav is one of zman, that you have a chiyav to keep a... I don't understand. I still don't understand what kind of a chiyav it is to keep something there. What kind of a chiyav is that? Like a chiyav, what type of a mitzvah is that to keep something here? And if you're going to tell me that that's really the mitzvah, then how come if it goes out, then you should make another bracha when you light the next one? Like a mezuzah. If you're going to tell me it's like a mezuzah, that you need a mezuzah on your doorpost, so if your mezuzah falls off, you make another bracha when you put it back up. And also, what does it mean, zokukla? What does zokukla mean? That's not really a good description of a chi of a mitzvah. It should be Kavsa Chayev Lahadlik. What do you mean Zokuk Lo? I'm Zokuk to what? You don't say that you're Zokuk to the mezuzah. You don't say you have to put the mezuzah because you're Zokuk to it. No, because you have a constant chiyuv. And if you don't have the mezuzah on your doorpost now, you have a new chiyuv right now. And also Rashi's lashon of Zokuk Lo, he says, is Lisakna. It's a funny choice of words, lasakna. I mean, the thing is out, kovso, it's out. So what do you mean you're talking to me to be misakin it? And then also, when Rashi's discussing the question of using the oils and the wicks that you can't use on Shabbos, so the Gemara says, that's if you hold, you can't use them if you hold kovso zokoglo. So Rashi says, why? Says tzorach lechatchila lasos yofe dilma posha velo mesakin lo. I mean, why doesn't he say, and you're not going to be yotzi the mitzvah? He just says you're going to be posheya and you're not going to fix it. You could say that's what he means, but that's not really the big. The big problem is, it would seem, that you're setting up the mitzvah in a way that you might not be yotzi. But Rashi doesn't say that. You could say that's a picky diuk. But it does seem that that's the real problem. It's not a problem that you're not going to fix it. That's not the real problem. The real problem is you're going to not be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay. And also. Anything else? So we wanted to say like this, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is unique, because you have certain types of maaseh, certain types of mitzvos that the chiyuv is the maaseh, and then you yotze immediately following the maaseh, you yotze. That's the way most mitzvahs are. So for instance, even if it's a mitzvah that creates a change, so for instance, if you have the mitzvah of kisei adam, so the moment you're mechasa the dam, even if the wind blows off the offer, you yotze. Because the mitzvah is kisei adam. Okay. And then on the other hand, you do have chiyuvim. You do have chiyuvim that are permanent state, like mezuzah that we mentioned. But that's really a chiyuv in the bias. I mean, it's a tikkun in the bias. The bias has to be with the mezuzah. But over here, the mitzvah is really lahadlik. That's the mitzvah. The chiyuv is to be madlik. The chiyuv is to be madlik. And even if you hold hanocha osa mitzvah, that doesn't mean that the chiyuv is not to be madlik. It just means that there's a kiyum in a certain mokum of where you madlik. That's part of the that's my father gave a shiur about last year. That means there's an idea of mokum in the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is still to be madlik. And anyway, that's how we hold lahadlik. So, but the only thing is that it's not like kisui adam. The hadlaka, the whole hadlaka is to create an entity of piercing. To create a nair that has a zman. That's the whole toelis. That's the whole purpose of the mitzvah, of the hadlaka. So the only thing is, that's the question though. Question now is like this: when you have a mitzvah that, as a chiyuv, is a ma'isa, just like any other ma'isa mitzvah, just like tilas mu'av, any other ma'isa mitzvah, the chiyuv is a ma'isa, but the ma'isa is going to create an entity whose definition is a certain zman. Part of its definition is that it lasts for a certain zman. Does the nair now create a certain zika to the madlik to maintain it? So kovsa zokuk law is the question, that does this type of a mitzvah of hadlaka, where it's not just a maisa, but it's a means to creating an entity of some duration, does now that entity create a secondary chiyuv upon the madlik to maintain its existence? That's the question. Kovsa zokoklo. Is there a zika to the entity from the definition of the from the entity itself? Is there a zika, a secondary obligation to maintain it? And that's why it's called that you're masakin. Because your mesakein means to say that it's a continuation, that the chiyuv came from the existence of the original ner. So it's the original ner that's mechayev you to relight this one. Otherwise it wouldn't be mesakein, it would be considered a new mitzvah now. You understand? But it's considered a tikkun, even though you're relighting it, because the chiyuv came from that original, the existence of the original nair, now created an obligation to maintain an entity for a certain zman. It's a good question, even though it's out, how could you do that? But it's still considered a continuation of the original nair. And we said but that's a question. No, that's why it's a machlokas, because everybody really holds that it's a maisa mitzvah, it's hadlaka. And I'm saying now, according to this, that nobody would say that you're not yotze. Even the old kovso zochgla, nobody would say you're not yotze the mitzvah. You're definitely yotze the mitzvah. And that's what Rashi says, we're not worried you're not going to be yotze. But there is an obligation now from the existence of this ner to be shomer, this ner. That's why he says you'll be posheya in that mitzvah. You'll be posheya in being a misake. You're not going to be Boshea, not Piyotze. You'll be a Boshea of a Lomasake. But that's the question. Does this mitzvah, can you say that this mitzvah, because of its very nature, will create a secondary chiyuv from the point of the ner, of the chiyuv, of the cheftza itself? As opposed to trying to learn it in the more usual way of trying to back the thing into the hadlaka. You know what I'm saying? And we gave somewhat of an example, would be like the reverse. You have a lot of mitzvos, most mitzvos in the Torah, well, a lot of mitzvos in the Torah that are asiya, generate a secondary chiyuv of hechsher. So for instance, you have to sit in the sukkah, so that creates upon you a mamela, creates an obligation to procure a sukkah. And based in, we'll give you malchus if you don't build a sukkah. You can't just say, well, I don't have a chiyuv now, and when sukkahs comes, I'm an anus. No, the very concept of a mitzvah of asiya carries with it an obligation of the gavra to be osik in procuring it, and that would be considered a ma'isa mitzvah. You'd be osik b'misapotam in the mitzvah. You're building a sukkah, right? So, but the question here is in reverse. Do you say that the asiya of this mitzvah, because of the nature of the mitzvah, that it's an asiya whose existence is to create an entity of kiyum, that asiya generates a secondary obligation of shmira from the entity itself, on the entity itself. And that's why it's only on the Mabek. It would only be on the Mabek. Be no obligation to anybody else. But that's what it means, Zokuk Lo. You're Zokuk to the Nair.
Even if you're being Yosei with his lighting? So you would
still
not be included in that?
No, you'd be included too. Wherever's considered part of the Mabek, whoever's considered part of that Lok, I would see. But that's a question in terms of the Mabek. That's in terms of the question of the Hadloka itself. But according to Rashi, it's a similar question, but it's a different question by Osir or Mutl Ishtamish Leora. That's what God is thinking in this direction. Because Rashi learns what's Osir Ishtamish Leora. He says, Sheyehei Nikar Shehu Ner Mitzvah. That if you hold this Osir Ishtamish Leora, why? It's because it has to be nikkered as an mitzvah. So what's the other side that holds mutl shtamish lower? They don't hold an Chanukah has to be nikker. So we said no. Similar idea that everybody really holds, like Rava says later, that when you do the hadlaka in the ma'isa hadlaka, you need a ner acheres. That's not totally in this machlokas. That's because the hadlaka itself has to create a ner Chanukah. So as long as there's a ner acheres there, when you're madlik, then the ma'isa did create a ner shel mitzvah. And that's why Rava's din is really in the mokom, that the mokom has to be muchan for the ner. That's why he says, if you're an adam chashuv, and you have a lot of light in the house, you still need a ner acheres. Because an adam chashuv is, Rashi says, he's rogiel, He's not rogil ishtamish l'ora madura. So he's not rogil ishtamish l'ora. So tonight he'll be mishtamish l'ora madura. Why can't he change his behavior tonight? Why does he have to have an ericheres? That would be good if it was just an issa to be mishtamish with the ner. So he has a big fire. He'll forego some of his finicky ways tonight. It's not a gezera. It's not like we're gozer that he's going to forget. But that the room has to be muchan for the production of a ner shel mitzvah. The room is only muchan for the production of a ner shel mitzvah when its normal lighting requirements have been fulfilled. And that goes by the individual. So if he's an ordinary person, even a madura would make the room, would qualify, would satisfy the normal lighting requirements. And now, what you light will be a ner shel mitzvah, because that ner shel mitzvah has to be superfluous.
Does that mean to say that it should be there before you do the whole?
Yes, absolutely. But if he's an adam choshev, it's not a question of what is he going to do later. It's a question of right now. So if he's an adam choshev, since he normally uses a ner for his lighting needs, even when he has a madura, so the room is not muchan, the mokum is not muchan for a ner shel mitzvah now. It doesn't help that he's going to promise himself not to use it. In this makom of an adam choshev, the next ner will automatically be a ner, will fall into the idea of a ner shel tashmish. So he needs the ner acheres to be koveya in the hadlok of the Ner Shel Mitzvah. But once you are, once you're madlik the Ner Shel Mitzvah, the Asiyas HaMitzvah is over. So what's the machlokas about after your madlik, can you be mishtamish l'ora? So that's a separate machlokas. So similar to what we were saying by mutter by zokaglo or not. That now that you, now that the mitzvah created an entity of Ner Shel Pirsum, is there an obligation from the Ner? Is there a violation in terms of the, in terms of the chefts of the Ner to use it contrary to its shame? Or do you say, no, once I did the mitzvah properly, and I was madlik the Ner Shel Mitzvah, my asiyah is complete, and there's nothing, and there's no isra later. Or do you say, no, the Ner itself now carries with it, as a chefza carries with it requirements. Rav is talking in terms of the maisa, that everybody agrees. But in terms of the chefza itself, does it carry with it requirements of in line with its character, to treat it in line with its character? And there will be an isra. Nobody holds usul, if you hold usul ishtamish l'ora, and you're mishtamish with it, nobody says you're not yotze the mitzvah l'mafreya. Nobody says you're not yotze. Rashi doesn't say you're not yotze. Right? It's just in violation of the idea that it's a ner shel mitzvah. Yeah?
I don't understand why, according to the site, it says, matul ishtamish l'ora, that if you were to light without a ner acheras, it would not be mukhan as a ner shel mitzvah. I don't understand what way the absence of light would.
Because mutar l'shtamish l'ora, mutar l'shtamish l'ora is not like, is not like the Rashba is learning, right? It's not like the Rashba is learning. The Rashba is learning mutar l'shtamish l'ora means the ner shel tashmish. That's not what Rashi's learning when he holds mutar l'shtamish l'ora. The ner Chanukah is not a ner shel tashmish, even if you hold mutar l'shtamish l'ora.
Right.
It's a separate question. That, and therefore, when you're madlik, it must be a hadlaka of a ner shel mitzvah, and it must be muchach from the in the hadlaka that it's not a ner shel tashmish. Right? Now it's a separate question. What you actually do later is a separate question.
Okay, so let me read the mitzvah following. What does it mean that according to the sense of mutter, that you, doesn't mean that you should the chatzila be used?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, what kind of mutter is that?
Oh, he means to say that once you created the Ner, in other words, what my point is, everything really ceases at the Hadlaka. Everything in terms of the Chiyuvim of being Yotze, the Mitzvah of Chanukah, cease at the Hadlaka. There's nothing that's going to say later, if I do something, it's gonna, I'm not going to be Yotze. You understand? Right. So when you're madlik, as long as all of the qualities are there, it has this, it can last the right amount of time, and it's not lit as a ner shel tashmish because there's another ner there, I have created the entity of mitzvah that I need. And I'm yotze with my hadlaka. Now that I have this entity, this knows, for instance, this question of mutar usul shamish l'ora would be for anybody. Right? This is a separate question. Once I have this entity of a ner, whose definition is a ner shel pirsum, because it was created from that maisa mitzvah, does that, is that mechayev me now in its own set of isurim from the ner itself? Now the ner is going to create isurim because of its very definition. Ner shel, if it's a ner shel mitzvah, then to do something that implies it's not a ner shel mitzvah is an isur. It's an isser in its own right. It's not an isser that I'm going to undo my adlaka. It's just an isser. That now it's violating the reality of this cheft as a separate isser, to violate the reality of this cheft as shel mitzvah.
Whereas if you say that, I say that it's just not a...
Other side of what? Of they hold that as long, that once you created it, the mitzvah is over, and now now there's nothing that you're doing. You're not, they hold everything goes by the all the requirements cease at the kiyum mitzvah. A separate question. Do we say that since this kiyum mitzvah now creates an entity of piersum, they're going to be chiyuvim from that entity too? So there were two extensions. One extension is in terms of hadlaka, and one extension is in terms of the character of the thing. And that's the machlokas. That's why these two questions are together. Kovsa zakaglo ein zakaglo, and asur mutlish damish laora. The two types of extensions from the hadlaka. Right? But everybody would agree that when you're madlikit, it has to have those qualities. It seems everybody would agree it has to be, it has to last the shiur too. Okay, I mean it's not a typical definition here, but yeah.
On mutter l'shtamish l'ora and asur l'shtamish l'ora, is it extended because of the piercing, or is it
the piercing?
Or
yeah.
You cannot use it because it's chesed shel mitzvah.
The piercing, it would seem, because that's the mitzvah. Use it for something else associated with that mitzvah. It makes it into an eretz tashmi, which is not what it was.
Hana that wasn't in the framework of the piercing would be mutter even according to asur l'shtamish l'ora.
It would seem so. It would seem Rashi is learning like the Rush. That this is talking about Tashmisha that are Kavua.
So like kavua. Heat, for example? Also
yeah, that would be fine.
Heat would be a problem?
Oh, nobody uses a candle for heat.
No, I'm saying, I mean, wouldn't be very pat on this case, but just categorically. Even
no, it's not a cat. I agree with like the Rush would say. That it goes by, would you say that you lit this for a Tashmish? If you could say that you lit it for a Tashmish, then that would be that would be against the shame of Nirsha Mitzvah.
He says nicker. That's what Rashi says.
Right, Rashi says to be nicker. Goes by the nicker.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, yeah, that's one approach. Rashi has one approach. And different approaches in the Rishonim to this question. Let me just think for 1 second. Yeah. All right, let me just take one more point. The other thing is, in terms of the question of Bizei Mitzvah. So it's a difficult Gemara, but Madlika Minyan L'Nir. Okay. But it comes out that there are three possible Isurim with regard to Madlika Minyan L'Nir. Okay? I'm not concerned now with the Rav and Shmuel according to this way, according to that way. But it turns out there are three possible Isurim of what it means Ein Madlika Minyan L'Nir. Okay? One is Dafka Kinsa. One is to say it's only usur to use a stick of chol and to light that from the Ner Chanukah, even though you're going to then transfer the fire to the next Ner Chanukah, right? That would be a Bizei Mitzvah. Why? Because because the Kinsa is not Mina Mitzvah. Okay. Another possibility, but then you would be allowed to go minyan l'nir directly, right? Maybe only two, and then the other is three. Okay, that's too confusing. The other way is to say that it's usur to go even minyan l'nir, right? It's usur to go even minyan l'nir. Why? Because that's akushi mitzvah. That's Akushi Mitzvah. Right? That's Akushi Mitzvah. And Rashi is difficult. Where's your brother? And Rashi is difficult by the Akushi Mitzvah. It's funny, it's a funny lashon. He says, why is it Akushi Mitzvah? John, were you here when we discussed it in the capillary reaction?
Yeah, but not I missed the last year about it.
Oh, this is for you then. But that it's michsi keman de shokiel nehura. So Rashi says it's like you're taking the light. It's like you're taking the light, right? V'shoev kitzas milach luchis shemano, and it's like you're drawing some of the moisture of the oil. So it's just michsi. I mean, that's the problem with Rashi. Why do you mean it's michsi? So it's michsi. That's not a chushi mitzvah. It's just michsi. Right? It's difficult. But that's one position, that achushi mitzvah is that it would even be usher to go directly miner l'ner because of achushi mitzvah. And by achushi mitzvah, it doesn't matter that you're using it for another mitzvah. Right? But if you hold achushi mitzvah is usher, then what? Then you definitely hold miner, then you definitely hold kinsa is usher. Right? But if you hold kinsa is usher, you don't hold achushi mitzvah is usher. Which also seems strange. I mean, it would seem that being machish the mitzvah is worse than just using it for something, for another mitzvah. Right? It sounds worse. Right? So you don't use this thing, but you can destroy it. I mean, it sounds worse. Those are the two positions of asur. And then there's a third position that says even kinsa's mutter, right? That's what I meant. I said three positions of asur, but there's three positions. So once again, one position holds, right? So then the only thing that would be asur would be to use the nair for something else completely, right? Vashel beta kala. Okay, so. So those are the three positions. So we had a difficulty though, because really, what is this? This is really, it would seem. One question is like this: where is achushi mitzvah coming from? The Gemara says bizei mitzvah has a source in kisui adam. Where is achushi mitzvah coming from? Right, and even bizei mitzvah by dam seems very different than bizei mitzvah here. So how do you extend it to this? Right? Bizei mitzvah by dam means that in the asiyas mitzvah, you're telegraphing that you don't want to do the mitzvah. Right? You're making it clear that the mitzvah is something that is forced upon you and you treat it with disdain. You use your foot. Right? Right, you use your foot. Right? You're forced to do something. You do it with aggression. So, but that's in the asiyas mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is done. I'm already madlik my nair. Now I want to use it for another mitzvah. Why is that showing any disdain for any mitzvah? I mean, where is it similar? Where do you get the idea from? And where is achushi? Is achushi mitzvah really another form of bizei mitzvah or not? So we said like this, that before we can answer any of these questions, we just try to define the types of activities. See if we can put the activities in frameworks and explain the type of framework of each activity. Maybe from that we thought we could get somewhere. And if not, at least we did that much. Give it a little bit of a, that itself is some clarity. So say like this, that the side that holds that you can use the kinsa, so Rashi really explains that side. Because he says by the mo'os of Maisa Sheni, he says that's considered that it's not gufayu mitzvah, but l'mitzvah kaboilu. It's a case where you're not using it directly for mitzvah, because you're not lighting another Ner Chanukah with it, but it's for mitzvah, right? It's for the mitzvah. You need it for the mitzvah. Yeah, and that's the first interpretation of Shmuel. So what does that mean? So that's mutter, but just to use it for something else would be usher. And that's what the Gemara says by the sela. The reason why you can't do it is because you might wind up not using that money for Maaseh Sheni, and then it would turn out you just use the money of Maaseh Sheni for something else. So that we said it sounds like an idea.
What did that? If you did use it for the right thing, I'm afraid, did you do anything wrong?
According by the Ma'os case?
Let's say, yeah.
No, but you just violated this gezeira. You violated this gzeira. You didn't do anything wrong in terms of a bizei mitzvah. If you used it for mitzvah, you did.
Right.
But so we said like this. It's, that sounds like an idea in terms of the tashmish of the chefza. That really it was mine. Initially, the oil and the wick were mine, and the fire were mine, right? And now I'm makta them for mitzvah. I designate them for mitzvah by doing a mitzvah with them. Okay. So what happens? So it seems like what happens is that we say your tashmish. Initially, the entities were yours. You could have done whatever you wanted with them. You didn't have to use this for a mitzvah at all. Right? You could have made latkes with this oil. You didn't have to use this for a mitzvah at all. Right? Assuming that's not a mitzvah. But what? But you chose to use it for a mitzvah. So now, your tashmish has been... The tashmishim in this chefza that were unlimited before have now been relegated to mitzvah. But whatever is considered my tashmish of mitzvah is not a violation of that restriction. In other words, it's just limiting. I had a full range of tashmish with this. Now I have a limited range of tashmish. The limitation is mitzvah. Because I subjugated my tashmishim to the tashmish shel mitzvah, I can't use it for my own purposes anymore. But from ner to kinsa to ner is not my personal tashmish. It's still a tashmish. It's my tashmish mitzvah still. And that's my oil, that's my wick, it's everything is still mine. But the tashmishim of the thing have been relegated to mitzvah. So, as long as this is still a tashmish shel mitzvah, it doesn't violate that idea. Yeah?
So, like, are you allowed to use, like, a lulav and esrog that you had a tash, that you designated? I mean, do you see this
for,
else for personal use?
Well, okay.
To be that's
a separate question. That's a question of how long are they considered, when are they considered hooks of the mitzvah?
This is during the Maisa
mitzvah. This is during the Maisa mitzvah. So during the week of Sukkot, you can't. During the week of Sukkot, you can't. Right?
If you say during the week of Sukkot, it's considered during the Maisa Mitzvah?
Well, it's because it's still Huksa for every day. It's Huksa for Shiva Yom.
Are you saying there's a difference between the Kinsa and the Ma'os?
It's like any Mitzvah, but after Sukkot, you can take the Lulav and Esrog and throw them away. We skip the part of the Gemara with the Noi Sukkah. But the same thing with the Sukkah and the Noi Sukkah. The hooks of the mitzvah Shmona Yamim because of whatever being a shmashos, but that's a question of there's two questions. One question is when are they considered in the mitzvah hooks of the mitzvah, right? And when they are, what types of things are considered a violation? Okay, but you're raising a very important point for later. For later. You're raising the poor. The Ramban, by the way, holds, like the Ramban holds that like the tzitzis, he holds that tzitzis, you're not allowed to just use tzitzis for your own anah. Because they are actively involved in mitzvah. But if you take the tzitzis, whatever the beged is worn out, then the mitzvah is batal, the mitzvah is over, so you can just throw them away. Any chefza, always the entity of mitzvah is different when it's involved in the mitzvah and afterwards.
Put it on.
It's not like a sefer Torah that's kedusha in it even when it's worn out.
So you couldn't put it on for warmth.
No, the strings. Like on play around the strings, make whatever cats in the cradle, whatever you want to do. But or like Simchas Torah, tie them together and make a big chain. You know what I'm saying? Daddy old is Nisr Bizei Mitzvah. But
it's so much fun.
Right. Unless it's the old is the mitzvah. But that's another focus. You use one mitzvah for another mitzvah. But anyway, so yeah, that's the answer to your question, John. Here we're talking about while it's functioning for the mitzvah. Okay. That was longer than I think. So that's clear. I mean, that's a clear thing. That's just the Tashmishei Mitzvah. This is relegated to Tashmishei Mitzvah. And what John is saying is a good proof, because essentially, really, it still is mine. I mean, after the candle goes out, I mean, that's a whole nother sugya, right? The Moser Shem and Shebenei. But it's still mine. I'm just mishtamish with the Shem Mitzvah. So as long as it's a Tashmish Mitzvah, it's mutter. The other shita seems to hold. So why is the other shita hold that no, if it's going to a kinsa right away, it's usher, even though the kinsa is destined to light the next nair? Why is it usher? Why does it have to be mina mitzvah, dafka? So he said that sounds like an idea. It sounds like an idea of bilus. Sounds like an idea that the bilus of the shemen, the bilus of the ner, is now shel mitzvah. Not just the tashmish of the ner, but the bilus. How does that work? Why does that make this difference? In other words, as long as if I am using the kinsa, so that's one of my, if I'm using the kinsa, that's not a maisa ha-mitzvah. Okay? But it's a tashmish shel mitzvah. It's a preparatory step for a mitzvah. Right? But so as long as the nair is still in the realm of my tashmish, still exists as an entity of my tashmish, but it's only my tashmish mitzvah, it's okay. But if the nair is now in the bilus of mitzvah itself, it's like it's not mine. It's like the object does not belong to me anymore. And it has a new bilum, and that's the mitzvah. Then it has to be a tashmish to that mitzvah intrinsically. It has to be a tashmish of that mitzvah itself. That would only be another mitzvah. Otherwise, it's not a tashmish of a mitzvah. I have no right to use somebody else's entity unless it is directly his maisa. I can't use his entity to allow me to do something that's eventually going to benefit him. Because those are still my tashmishim. Those are still my uses that have a certain benefit to him. But there's a difference between my use that has a benefit to somebody else and somebody else's actions. The action of mitzvah would be in the realm of the bilus of the mitzvah itself. The kinsa would be my action that's going to facilitate mitzvah. But that would still be a violation of his bilus. Okay? You have to think about it. But that's what he said. It sounds like a question of the tashmishem relegated to mitzvah, or is the bilus itself relegated to mitzvah? And the third position of akushi mitzvah sounds like the gufa dover is relegated to mitzvah. The substance is relegated to mitzvah. I mean, and that sort of explains it. The only thing is, when you step back, I mean, that is what we're doing is we're trying to show what types of concepts would be responsible for the differences in what's mutter and what's asur. And if you go, equate one to the tashmishim of the dover, and one to the bilus of the dover, and one to the gufa dover, it does seem to work out to generate the right types of patterns. Okay, but when you step back, it just seems a little strange. Like, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, does the bilus transfer? They're arguing, does the gufa dover become kadosh? I mean, where does this come from, bizei mitzvah? Right? I mean, machlokas, you would seem to be, you need a pasuk to tell you that that when you use something for a mitzvah, the bilus is transferred. And I mean, now what John is saying is true. Even the ones called achushi mitzvah, I mean, I don't think anybody argues after the zman of the ner, after the zman of the mitzvah, you can use it. But so he said like this: that it's not really a machlokus on the reality of what happens. It's not a machlokas on the reality of what happens. Right? That's what makes this svar particularly difficult. Because we're normally looking for reality. Okay? Reality is the wrong place over here.
Jaw dropper.
What I mean to say is like this. And how do you know that? Because take a look at Dom. Did I fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam? Yes, I did. So what's wrong? Right? Torah says, do Kisi Adam. I did it. But there's a different idea. There's a whole different idea here. The idea here is, Shelo ye mitzvos bezuyos olav. That there's a chiyuv of how the person should relate to mitzvah. That's what you see from Kisi Adam. It's not enough, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The technical fulfillment of the mitzvah is not enough. The mitzvah has to occupy a certain place in your mind of chashivas. And to do it with your foot relegates it to a position in your mind of bizayon. I don't want to get involved in the question of will doing it cause you to view it that way, or if you view it that way, that's why you're doing it. But definitely doing it that way is derech bizayon. And now the question over here is that since we see in the Asiyas HaMitzvah from Kisui Adam, that it's not merely a question of whether Yotzi or not, but it's how you treat the mitzvah. Right? Like Zekei Levan Veil. Similar kind of a thing we mentioned. You have a chiyuv to adorn the mitzvah. Why? I'm yotzei with a lulav and an esrog, even though as long as they're not yavesh, not whatever, akuma, all the psalm is not puzzle. What's the mitzvah of zekei levan veil to buy a bigger one? Machlokas, right? We skipped that, Gemara. Question of how much more do you have to spend for the mitzvah? What's the idea of zekei levan veil? Because it should be that just like you relate to your mundane objects, that you get excited about them when they're beautiful, the mitzvah should exist. The entities of the mitzvah should exist that way, too, in your mind. Things that you should do things to make you excited about them. Shouldn't be like these are the things I really love, and these are the things I have to do. That's a violation of the shleimus ha'adam with regards to mitzvah. Okay. And that's the question over here. How far does that? So now we know it in terms of Maisa, and we know in terms of the Cheftza positively. But here they're arguing about the Cheftza in a negative way. Nobody's saying that the mitzvah becomes, that the Cheftza becomes Kadosh, like a Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Bezek HaBayis. Nobody's saying that its Bailus is transferring to some fictional Bailus Shel Mitzvah. But the question is that you have to treat it in a certain way. In your mind, you have to relate to it in a certain way. And that's the question over here. Everybody agrees if I take the entity of mitzvah and I treat it like another mundane object, it's just a heat, it's just a source of fire. That's definitely a bizoy. Because it's a bizoy because I'm completely equating the entity to something that has no value of mitzvah. But the question is like this. Question is, and I can't really tell you what the machlokas is, but the question is, how far does it go to create this idea of chavivus ha-mitzvah? In other words, is it enough to say, to recognize that the tashmish ha-mitzvah is separate from the ordinary tashmish? As long as I'm mishtamish with it, the shei mitzvah, that's enough. Or do you say, no, once you give it over to mitzvah, to even treat it like you still have some bailus over it, in any regard, is itself a lack in your chavivus ha-mitzvah. That itself is a lack. Or do you go even further to say that once I designated something l'shem mitzvah, while it's functioning for mitzvah, I can't even view its the gufa davar as part of the as a regular entity. I have to view that my chavivus mitzvah is so has to go so far. Now it's not actually the positive chavivus because you can't really make somebody do that, but the issue would be to do things that would violate that idea. That has to be so far that I consider it like completely mufka from the realm of the ordinary entities, completely. And that's why Rashi says, Akhushi mitzvah is just michzi k'man d'shokal nehura. It's not a question of reality. In this realm, it's not a question of reality. It would even be a violation of that if in the way it appears it's that way. That would be a violation of that idea of kavod, kavod ha-mitzvah, if to even treat it in the way that looks like you're taking away from its substance. You understand? Even that would violate that concept. But so we're saying really they all do come from the idea of bizei mitzvah from kisei adam, and it's a question. It's not a question of the actual chalos shem shel mitzvah. How is a chal? Is a chal on the tashmish? Is a chal on the bailus? Is a chal on the guf? It's a question of a kiyam in chavivus hamitzvah. All these ideas of bizoi, question of what types of bizyonos, what types of, like the Rashi says, love called bizyonos show us. What type of an action is usur because it would violate the way that you have to view the object. A violation of the way you view the object. It's not a violation of the object's actual identity. And that's why the way you view it, even with the nair, just the way it's commonly viewed, you take this like you're taking some of the fire. It's like I'm taking, you have a light? You have a light? You give somebody a light. Right? They're not really taking your light. But that's the way it's viewed. Like you're going to give over some of my fire to him. So that will be a violation of a chushi mitzvah. Yeah.
So are you going back from the huksa?
One last thing. And that's why also, if you hold that the kinsa is usur, right? So then you're saying it's only a violation in terms of the tashmish. But you don't have to view it like a separate bailus. Right? That's why if you hold kinsa is asur, miner l'ner is mutter. And if you hold miner l'ner is mutter,
is asur.
I just said that.
Right?
Right. If you said miner l'ner is asur, right, then definitely kinsa is asur.
That's the only way you get to that point.
That's right. That's the only way you're going to get to that point. Right? That's right. Because you're saying you have to go further. You have to view it right. You have to view it in a more chomer way. I think I'm always confused when I say that, but it makes sense. It made sense a few days ago. I'm sure it still makes sense. You just have to work it out. Yeah.
So you're going back from the idea of huxa now back to bizoi. Idea because that's like a universal idea of something's huxa or mitzvah, right? And you can't.
Well, that's what we said. There's one more idea that we're not that this is not the focus of. That's the question of how much of the thing is huxa. There are a few questions, a few different issues. Now, for instance, we mentioned by the esrog and the hadasim, the question: can you smell them? So that's a question of what is huxa. So you say since the hadasim are only la riach, that's the very ikar of the thing. So when you maxa the hadas, then you also maxa all of its components. So you can't smell the hadas. But the esrog is not essentially a smelling entity. So that quality is not considered the huktzah. And so there's three things. Now we say there's three things. There's what becomes huktzah? Okay. Then there's the question of when is it huktzah? How long is it huktzah for? Right? And then when it is huktzah, what can you do with it? right? But it's not that smelling the thing is not considered a, is not a violation. It depends. It's a question of whether it's huksa. I don't know if I answered the question.
That's not my question. I appreciate that point. That's a good point. But my question is how does that do with bezoy?
How do with bezoy? Because it's an entity of mitzvah. Because it's an entity of mitzvah.
Is bezoy, what's the relationship between bezoy mitzvah and violating huksa mitzvah? Are those the same idea?
I never said anything about huksa mitzvah other than what you have asked me about. Why do you keep saying it's huksa mitzvah?
Okay, I thought you were saying
it's a chefta shel mitzvah. The neiros are not huksa mitzvah. They are the mitzvah. The neiros are, it's like the tzitzis. They are involved in the mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you mean by huksa l'mitzvah. But you don't need to even get into that. Huksa l'mitzvah is complicated. I mean, huksa l'mitzvah implies, even though it's not...
It's not currently in use.
This is a simple case. It's currently participating in the kiyam ha-mitzvah. Like the tzitzis on your talus when you're wearing them. Yeah.
And then you're answering the question of how the bezoy is different, because one's the maisa, one by the kisur diamond seems to be a bezoy in the maisa.
Right.
So you're saying it's the same thing, but it's also to do with the person's the way he relates to it.
That's correct. There's different ways. Right. That is saying that the maisa on mitzvah is distasteful to me. Right. So you do it with aggression. Like I said. Children will apologize in an angry voice, right? When the parents force them to apologize, they'll apologize with anger, right? But here you did the mitzvah with love, right? You sang all the appropriate tunes, right? Interesting, by the way, is someone Sephardi was saying that he sings Moe's Torah every year. Same tune that we have. You think a Sephardi would have a different tune? Nope. Anyway. But I don't really see what the problem exactly. I don't know why. Just because it's a church song, so I don't know. Anyway, so...
It's a church melody?
Yeah, so what?
That's the song that the Italian Jews also have the same melody.
I mean, has it become also to be nene from a melody that was used in
Is it part of their service? Is it part of their service, or is it just like...
Even if it's part of their service, so what?
So then it's...
That melody has a din of...
it's not like an entity.
It's also to be nene from that melody?
There are a lot of songs that people talk about, like even not like church songs.
However the words, I mean... I don't know. Isn't there a Chuvah Zeram like that? Right. They asked him, can you sing Hebrew songs or Arabic songs? So he said, it doesn't matter what it is, long depends on the content. Yeah. Right, it doesn't matter if it's Arabic with good shvachos, then that's good. If it's Hebrew with nonsense, then that's bad. Mm-hmm. You know?
Of course.
That's the question. It's not a question of the reality. That's what I meant to say. It's not a question of the reality. It's a question of the requirement of viewing mitzvah in a certain way. What types of isurim does that generate in terms of the mitzvah? Yeah.
I understand that. Like in terms of an entity, there are three concepts. There's the tashmish, the violence, and the substance.
Right.
I'm not so clear on the substance thing. Can you just like give a quick...
Yeah, the substance is the simplest one. There was violence and tashmish. Those are like conceptual things. Those are abstract things. The use of the thing, the ownership of the thing. The substance is the actual physical wax and fire. The physical thing. It's kind of like take some of that physical substance. You know what I mean? There was an ounce of oil here. Now there's a 0.99. So the substance is diminished. Whereas tashmish doesn't affect the thing. The thing could be the same before and after, but I used it. That's like conceptually, I used it. What's the difference to the fire if I'm cooking an egg or if I'm lighting a kinsa? The fire doesn't know what it's doing. Right? That's a more conceptual.
By the substance, you don't have to actually be diminishing substance, I thought, though. Just even as long as you're accessing the fire.
Because it looks, but it looks like you're taking from the thing.
Right, it looks like it.
As how opposed to heat. It was Rashi trying to differentiate, I think, as opposed to, like, heat does not ikhushi mitzvah. It has to be a maisa that looks like you're taking from it. You know what I mean? And then that itself brings to mind a certain idea that the mitzvah is really something that can be that negates a certain idea in the mind of a place of kavod that you put the mitzvah in.
But you could, like, I mean, we're saying substance, but you could, like, pick up thin air, or, like, it's not like you're not allowed to touch it. Right?
No, it's achushi, to be makhish, the substance.
What's like between, like, the one that's bilis and the substance, what's, like, a practical difference, like...
Oh, the difference would be lighting one nair to another nair. So if you say bilis, so the nair is being used for its own bilis, which is mitzvah. Right? Okay, that's what we said. Yes.
Is that Kelly Manveo's idea throughout all mitzvahs?
Yeah. Where it can apply. Where it can apply. Right? As a question by Achilas Matzah, right? Achilas Matzah, right? That's Rashi says. You should be hungry because it's Zekeli Manveo.
It's a difficult one there because when the Gemara talks about Zekeli Manveo, it's all always like
ending. Right.
It's his Torah.
Right.
Lulav.
Right. But that's Rashi, I think, by Matzah, right?
Yeah, it's Hidr. He doesn't say Zekeli, he says
Hidr. Hidr Mitzvah.
Hidr.
But Hidr is normally... What? Yeah. But,
maybe, I don't know if you can explain the lot, when they say the drasha of Zekeli Manveo, it's leis anos lefano b'mitzvos, to make yourself nana before God and mitzvos. I know you're not giving a share on Zekeli Manveo.
You just said you have to be misana yourself.
Be misana.
Yeah, yourself.
No, but that's Eno. That's Eno.
Oh, listen, not Kipper. Listen, not
right.
What's that?
To make yourself.
Yeah, listen,
but that's what it means too. It means that the mitzvah is considered like an adornment to you. It means to say it's like something that you consider. Something that you consider an adornment to yourself, as opposed to beautiful clothing and beautiful. Home, beautiful car. That's normally how somebody is hisnoya, through their regular worldly possessions. You should transfer that whole emotional feeling onto that. That emotional feeling should be applied to mitzvah too. Right? Okay. All right.
Do you want to do our Tzav Mos?
What did we do on our Tzav Mos? We didn't do much on our Tzav Mos. It was a rush.